The fourth discouraging factor in all of our lives is one that has slipped by us and succeeded in making our lives very miserable. This is the element of trying. You try to think of someone's name as familiar as your own, and the more you try to think of it, the more it gets away from you. The more you try to fall asleep at night, the more you stay awake. The more you try not to worry, the more you worry. This problem becomes most discouraging, and most people do not know what to do about it. If the trying principle would work, everybody in the United States would be rich, successful, and happy, because almost everybody in the United States is trying to be successful, rich, and happy. But it hasn't worked. After you have listened to this record once, take a piece of paper. Put three numbers on it right underneath each other. Sign your name under one, as you always do. Then sign under number two, the way you always do. You will notice that both signatures are enough alike, so that if they were placed on two different checks, they would be accepted. Now, next to number three, try very hard to sign your name. Make an effort to copy it just the way number two is. Make every single little letter exactly the same and write very slowly. You will then notice that signature number three would not pass for your signature. In other words, you cannot even sign your own name when you try too hard. It's the trying to sing that causes so much poor singing. It's the trying to talk that causes so much poor speaking. It's the trying to succeed that causes so many failures. Unfortunately, trying is not the answer. Then naturally you say, Mr. Coe, what is the answer? The answer, my dear friends, is the RMA. The RMA will give you the success you want. It's the RMA that will help you accomplish the things that you want in life. What is the RMA? It means the right mental attitude. If you will have the right mental attitude in your work, you will find yourself succeeding in your work. If you will have the right mental attitude about money, you will find yourself attracting money. You know the old saying, money goes to money. Why? Because the man who is thinking right about money attracts money to himself. But the person who says he will never have any money, that he is one of God's blessed poor, that money is evil, this man will never attract money to himself. In fact, nothing in the world will help him attract money to himself unless he gets the right mental attitude. The starting point of success in any undertaking is the right mental attitude. As we go through life, we must constantly be aware of a very important factor. I am sure as long as we live in this great country, we will have everything we need. What does a person need? Three meals a day, a place to sleep, clothes on his back, and a quarter in his pocket? We may not have everything we want, but that is also good, because once we have everything we want, we have no further desire to live. But most of our unhappiness and dissatisfaction in living comes from not having everything we want. If we will remind ourselves daily that we do have everything we need, then we can relax and go on getting the things we want. But if we constantly aggravate ourselves because we are not getting the things we want, then life really becomes discouraging. We must remind ourselves constantly, many times a day, that we have everything we need. How does one achieve this right mental attitude? First, by changing his thinking. Second, by reading books that will help him think effectively, through courses of training that are offered, by listening to this record over and over again until he gets the feel that things are beginning to come his way.